Right now, we're awaiting to hear more about the Pentagon ceremony. And in New York, family members of victims of the 9/11 attacks continue to read names of victims. Robert Siegel is there in New York at World Financial Center. Hi there, Robert.
Hi, Audie. As the family members have been reading the names, and as they do so, they conclude a group of names with a special message about their loved one who died on 9/11. I can't help but be struck by the, among all these discussions of unity in the country, the unity that is this this country and this city, the vast variety of names you're hearing, the Spanish names and Irish names and long Italian names and Slavic names, and it's a reminder just of what a great diverse country and city this is, and how many people from very different experiences come here to live and to work. They're all being remembered in this reading of the names, and we are approaching the moment at which we'll recall, as you said, the falling of the South Tower. When that happened, Audie, the building collapsed and a cloud of dust, in effect the pulverized building, rose above Lower Manhattan. And it hung there from that moment just before 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning, really until a strong rain came on Friday of that week. Until then, as you walk down toward Ground Zero, you step out from under a sunny sky and into this gloom created by the artificial cloud of the pulverized dust of first the South Tower and, of course, later the North Tower.
And those are, for those of us who watched it on TV at that time, some of the more disturbing and gripping images that we saw came from those moments, seeing people yes. covered with ash and covered with debris from head to toe.
Yes. We now know, of course, what happened, but at the time, people wondered, would the building be able to withstand this kind of crash into it? Indeed, neither tower did. The island's pretty narrow down here, and the streets are pretty narrow, and those panic screams of, oh my God, that you just played a moment ago, were people trying to get as far away as they could from a wave, a tsunami of dust that was pushed out from the South Tower as it fell. And of course that's when a large number of deaths from the World Trade Center were recorded. It was a horrible moment, just a horrible moment. And, it is about to be marked with another moment of silence, after which you'll be hearing from the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. And it's not just that this is the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey that operates or that operated the World Trade Center. It's also that a tremendous number of people who worked there came across the Hudson from New Jersey. And there are towns in New Jersey that were as hard hit with losses that day as any neighborhood of New York was. It's really as much a story about people from New Jersey as from the city of New York.